Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to our High School Friday program. Today coming to you from Oceanside, El Camino High School, home of the Wildcats. And Chris Hull along with Tony Gwynn Jr. We are joined by the head coach of the El Camino Wildcats as they get set to host Valley Center tonight, first round of the Division II playoffs. Michael Hobbs sitting alongside here on a very sunny Friday afternoon. Michael, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Just getting ready for tonight.
Well, I tell you, we were just talking before we brought you on the air, and you guys come in with a record of 4-6, but that's not right. I mean, your record should be like 7-3, something like that. You guys had three crazy losses this year. Tell us what happened, because it's almost hard to believe that you guys had these things happen to you.
Yeah, we've just made a couple mental mistakes right when it mattered at the end of the game. We were playing Lincoln, and we just had to hand off the ball, fumble. They pick it up, and, you know, their guys are fast. He took off, and he was gone for like 60 yards for a touchdown. And then we had, you know, another game. We were on the three-yard line. We were going to try to punch it in for a two-point conversion, and we got to delay a game right there, and we got backed up. We had another game where we had to hand off the ball, try to get it into overtime, and we just fumbled it, and they kicked a field goal. I mean, we're literally three plays away from some of those games, and, you know, it's a tough loss, but I think it built character for our team. Our team learned how to overcome adversity. They knew that they had it. They knew that they had the ability. They just needed to execute the entire game, and that's where, you know, we finally seemed to pull it around game 10 when we beat Oceanside, and so that was a big game for us.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit, because, you know, despite all of that, Coach Hobbs, you guys still get to host a playoff game here at home, coming off of a win over Oceanside, who was the biggest rival. So how does that help you for tonight's game?
It just gives us that momentum, and the kids knew that if they just kept fighting and kept believing that we were good enough to get the corner, that we could turn the corner, and we believe that was, you know, that was the time where we did it. We were going into halftime down 21 points, and our kids just never doubted that they were going to win that game. You know, we dropped two touchdowns in the first half, you know, kind of the story of our season right there. But you know,
easy to fold it up at that point, but they didn't.
Yeah, they we talked about just coming together. All we got to do is execute, guys. We just got to execute and keep believing, and they did.
It's a talented El Camino football team. Michael Hobbs, a talented coach, led El Camino to the Division I title a couple of years ago. And then last year, you had almost more bad luck than you even had this year, except it was injury problems. So you end up getting knocked down from Division I to Division II. But now, like I said, the good news for you guys is, despite every crazy thing that's happened to you, you have a chance to kind of set it all straight now with a playoff run.
Yeah, we talk a lot with our players about just controlling the controllables. You know, it's like we can't control what happened last year. We can't control after we lose those games and stuff. The only thing we can control is how we respond. And so our kids have just continued to fight. They continue to rally around each other and believe that we can still win that championship no matter what happens throughout the year.
Now, you guys are taking on a tough Valley Center team tonight here at home. Looking over film over the course of the week, what are you seeing? What's going to be the keys for your squad to come away with a W today, other than execute?
Yeah, that's the thing. We've got to execute. I mean, I give it to Valley Center. They, you know, they're very well coached. You can tell he's been there a long time. Gilsner does a great job with them, and they do their job. They execute and they do the things right. For us, I think it's about getting our playmakers the ball in space. That's what we need to do. Our defense needs to perform like they have been all year. Our defense has been our strongest aspect of our team. And our offense just will make great plays and then make a mistake. And so I know you said not execute, but really, we got to get our playmakers the ball.
That boils down to what it's about, huh? It's for your squad, is just to be able to execute.
And get our playmakers the ball in space and let them have some fun and play some football.
Consistency. El Camino High School, Herb Meyer was here for I don't know how many years. It's Herb Meyer Stadium you play in, right?
Absolutely.
I mean,
he was
coaching here when I was covering high school football way back in the – in the glory days of El Camino High School, but you're returning those glory days to this high school. And I'm just curious as to what the support is like and the community is like. And And beating Oceanside's a big deal because there was a long stretch there where Oceanside was the dominant football team in all of San Diego County. El Camino kind of got shoved to the side a little bit, and I'm kind of happy to see El Camino back in the front page.
Yeah, well, I am too. But, we just got to keep it. We got to keep it rolling. The community is really supportive. They love football out here. It's an amazing time. And Herb is always coming around, and I still talk with him all the time. And you know, he's ran Rambo when he was here, and we continue to run that Rambo. You're going to see it tonight, where we get into our tight power formation and we're going to, you know, play some power football as well. As, you know, we got some skilled guys that can get the ball in space, but we're still going to ram it down your throat as well. And so that's kind of that Herb mantra that he had, and Now we're just keeping that alive.
Tell us a little bit about your football background. I mean, I know you've been here since 2017. Kind of tell us about your background a little bit.
So I played 10 years of football. I played 4 years in Pop Warner, 4 years at El Capitan. So I grew up in San Diego, You know, and then I played 2 years at Southwestern, and then I fractured two bones in my left knee, and then kind of decided that I needed to just start coaching. So I coached 2 years at El Capitan High School, and then I went over to Santana and coached under Dave Gross for 6 years. And I walked in, I told him that I want to be a head football coach, but I know I'm not ready yet. And so slowly as the years went on, he just allowed me to take over more and more and more and help me out. And then I took the head job at Central Union, moved to the desert for 6 years and spent my time in the desert. And I was like, I just want to get back to San Diego, man. So
the desert will do that to you.
You're not that old, by the way. You're not this old to be making all these runs all over. You sound like a nomad, college football or a high school football nomad. But you're a young guy, and it's great to see you having the success that you're having here at El Camino. How has football high school level changed from when you played at El Cap to coaching now at El Camino?
It's a different game. I mean, you know, you got all the RPOs that are happening now. I mean, Some of that stuff was happening before, but it's just teams are wanting to. You're going to see every kind of offense and defense out there when we play them. It's a cool thing to watch it change, and the quarterbacks that are changing more running now instead of handing the ball off and dropping back and throwing. You're going to see guys running and taking off, and you know, every week's a new adventure on who we get to play, and that's why I like high school so much. It's just because you don't know what you're going to get every single week. You're going to see from wing tee to five wide to, you know, power eye, everything under the sun you're going
to
see.
To Rambo.
In
honor of Coach Meyer. Well, Coach Hobbs, thanks so much for having us to El Camino High. We love traveling around on these Fridays and visiting the high schools, and it's fun being up here today, and wish you guys all the luck tonight against Valley Center.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We're going to take it to them.
Thanks,
all right.
Coach Hobbs.
Coach Michael Hobbs right there from El Camino High School. Head coach of the Wildcats. They're hosting Valley Center tonight in our high school football game of the week. And the Gwynn and Chris program emanating from this lovely high school campus here in Oceanside today. And Herb Meyer was he's a legend. There's his name right up on the stadium, right? We're sitting right outside where they're going to play the game tonight. How many wins did he have, I wonder? Like, do you know, Michael? Like,
I think it's over
200 or something. You're catching up to him quick, though. He's got a few years on you. He had a few years on you, that's for sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.